Hey, welcome into a Thursday edition of the Frank Beckman Show, everybody. So glad to have you with us in the spot where we always keep you the best informed audience in all of radio. If you were down around the riverfront yesterday, you may have noticed a new ship down there that was docked here in Detroit. It was the Highland Eagle Marine Vessel, and it belongs to the Enbridge Company. Why was it here? Well, let's find out from the Executive Vice President of Liquids Pipelines at Enbridge, Guy Jarvis, who's on the other end of our line. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Frank. Good to speak to you again.
Good to have you back on the show. So what was the Highland Eagle doing on the river?
Well, they're on their way up to the Straits. One of the key pieces of work we've got to do in terms of preserving our timeline to build the tunnel at the Straits is a geotechnical analysis of the bed below the lake water, obviously. It's critical in that it will help us design the tunnel boring machine that will be manufactured. It'll help dictate the actual path that the tunnel would follow, and will also inform the program that we will have to reinforce the tunnel with concrete barriers as we go along.
Mm-hmm. Does the Highland Eagle actually do some of the digging, or does it just drill into the rock and get samples to see what you're dealing with?
Yeah, no, the Highland Eagle is strictly for the geotechnical analysis. So they'll be doing a series of 18 borehole drills into the bed to allow us to understand the geology below the straits.
Wow, that's phenomenal that you go to that extent. I mean, that takes a lot of scientific study to figure out what all that is, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, we had our project manager speaking about it yesterday, and for those that are into this, it's a fascinating analysis. The analogy that our people use is it's like Ancestry.com for the history of the Straits.
It's like Ancestry.com for the waterbed. That's
correct.
That's a great way to put it. Now, obviously, Enbridge is still hopeful that the project is going to move forward, right?
Absolutely. We've worked on this for a number of years with the prior administration, with agencies. There's been independent reports done. We've had state experts work shoulder to shoulder with our team, looking at all aspects of Line 5, including the tunnel. And we absolutely believe the tunnel is the best long-term solution and that we can operate Line 5 safely in the interim period while it's being constructed. And we're committed to moving forth to get it done as fast as possible.
Has Enbridge had any further conversations with our Governor Gretchen Whitmer or the Attorney General Dana Nessel?
No, it's been certainly a few weeks now since we've last engaged on the matter.
And they sound like they're resolute in their opposition to it, that they want to shut Line 5 down, period.
Well, that seems to be the position, and it's one certainly we have a difficult time understanding, given that if they were to shut Line 5 down, there really isn't a viable solution for a lot of the energy needs of the state, and we think there would be significant disruption to refined products and propane markets, gasoline prices likely to go up, diesel prices would go up. Our customers supply 70% of the aviation fuel to Metro Detroit Airport, so there's a potential for increased costs in there that might threaten the competitiveness of that airport and maybe manifest in higher airfares.
Well, there's so much that goes into this. It's tough to track it all, but we thank you for helping us do that this morning, Guy. We wish you the best. How long will the Highland Eagle be on the river? Will it be docked down there? And can the public go aboard and see it and ask questions, or do you just do this for public officials?
This was more just a bit of an opportunity for some media members and some of the other supporters of the project to take the tour. I'm not absolutely certain, but it may have left last night for the Straits. So it was either departing last night or this morning. It'll be on the Straits on the weekend and starting work on Sunday.
Well, I apologize if I misled anybody on that. I did not mean to, certainly, and did not realize it was leaving that quickly. So,
yes,
it's got work to do, real work to do. And we thank you for bringing it down here. You know, Enbridge has been so open about all of this throughout, and I salute your company for doing it. I really do. I mean, to bring this boat down and let everybody see the work that's done to inspect the lake bed and what the rock formations are, and so you can do a better job of securing the tunnel for the pipeline. There's just so much involved in it, and it's like going to a class at school to learn all of this.
Yeah, you know, it's a fascinating project, and you know, certainly, you know, the fact that we're willing to commit $500 million to build this project and replace what we think is an already safe pipeline is a pretty clear indication of our interest in continuing to further protect the Great Lakes.
I'd say. Well, good luck in dealing with our elected officials as well, Guy, and thanks for being with us again this morning.
Thank you, Frank.
Good to talk with you. Guy Jarvis, Executive Vice President of Liquids Pipelines at Enbridge. And again, the Highland Eagle marine vessel apparently has left. It's not here. I thought it was still going to be here for a few days, but it's headed up to do its real work up in the Straits.